Hello, I'm Dr. Sandra Freihofer. Welcome to Medicine Matters. The topic, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force looks at vitamin D for bone health and cancer protection. Here's why it matters. Hardly a week goes by without some new study touting possible benefits of this fat-soluble vitamin, and the studies just keep coming. Now the Annals has published the task force's meta-analysis of vitamin D's effect on bone health and on cancer prevention. First, vitamin D and bone health. After reviewing 19 trials and 28 observational studies, the task force conclusions were positive. Vitamin D in doses of 300 to 1100 IUs daily, combined with calcium in doses of 500 to 1200 milligrams daily, but not vitamin D alone, reduces fracture risk in older patients. For cancer prevention, the data are not so clear. Some studies did suggest cancer preventive effects from higher vitamin D doses, but how much is enough? There was limited data that 1,000 IU daily doses of vitamin D can reduce cancer risk overall. The vitamin D doses of 400 IUs used in the Women's Health Initiative trial, the largest randomized clinical trial that was reviewed, have been criticized by some as being too low. Also in this study, blood levels of vitamin D were not measured. Taking too much vitamin D can be harmful. A randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled trial of the effect of an annual megadose of vitamin D, a whopping 500,000 IUs a year, showed more falls and more fractures. Understand that this is just the meta-analysis of the findings. These are not the final recommendations. Draft recommendations are in the works and will soon be available for public comment at www.uspreventiveservicestaskforce.com. When finalized, the recommendations will also be published in the Annals. Meanwhile, the vitamin D story continues to unfold. For Medicine Matters, I'm Dr. Sandra Freihofer.